Stories Podcast.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And after all this time, it certainly is. I mean, look out there. All the people that are still recording, all still a part of this great mishmash of audio files flying around. What are we trying to do? What are we trying to accomplish? What are we trying to say? I don't know. I just write stories and I post them, and if folks react or not, whatever. Speaking of reacting, quite a few people sent in topics for this week on the subject of impact. So let's see, let's see who goes first. I could go in alphabetical order. I could go in reverse alphabetical order. I could accept bribes to see who goes first, but really it's not worth all that much, maybe 30, 35 cents. Now, we're going to go with the person who got the most votes in the poll for the last story, for the last weekly challenge. And that's Steven the Nuclear Man. He's really racking them up. Congratulations, Steven. So let's see what he's got for us today. And that's all the babble that I have. I'm kind of tired this morning.
In 2012, the whales told us they were intelligent. Then they told us they were causing global warming. My roommate giggled as the whale songs were translated into the details of the Libertarian Federation of Satans. He laughed harder as the whales revealed their ongoing plan. Carbon dioxide was the first step. Next, they would free methane trapped at the ocean floor, spiking the temperature and turning the Earth into, well, the water. "That's horrible," I said. "Don't you see the irony?" he asked. "They're libertarians. They don't believe in environmental impact statements." I thought I could smell salt water.
Hey, Steven, send that one to Drabblecast. Send that one to Norm Sherman. That's a good one. He'll take it. Watch him. He'll take that one. It's just twisted and sick enough that he'll like it. Trust me on this. If he doesn't accept it, I'll send you an iTunes gift card. There. That's the bet. Okay. And if he does decline it, send me a copy of the decline. Although, I won't post it on my wall like all the other rejection letters. We need a bigger place. Anyway, thank you, Stephen, and yeah, I know, it's so rare when I go off on like that. You gotta send it in. But, dude, that's a good one. You see, I try to be supportive. I'm just too tired. You know, I go through, it's like, oh, that's cool. That's cool, man. Well, anyway, blah, 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 whatever, playing favorites, yeah. Next up is Norval Joe. Norval is coming to the home stretch of NaNoWriMo, although he still has time to play the harmonica and share this with us. Here we go. Here's Norval Joe.
Hi, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 188 with a prompt of impact. "Mr. Caldwell, you need to take responsibility for your actions," the social worker had told him just before they released him from the city jail. "You have a wife and children who want you to come home. You had a well-paying, responsible job. You can't just walk away from those things." The words had no more impact on his mind than the cold, wet mist that beaded on the old, filth-encrusted army field jacket. "Responsibility is a curse. I have all of it I want," he muttered to himself as he shuffled away down the dismal, empty street. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Joe's so beaten down by life, he doesn't even have time to blow the blues on the harmonica. Man, I feel it. I feel it, man. I feel it. I hope she gets better soon. Although the bed rest thing, I mean, you could just walk in there. You know, I just went to work and wrote all day. And you lie in bed all day. No, that doesn't help. I was going to say that to, I actually wrote that to Delinda. She's a friend that got a kidney transplant earlier this week. And the anti-rejection and all that stuff and the recovery is going great. So, you know, the joking, oh, yeah, your back hurts, whatever. I've had to work all this week, including through the holidays. Laying in bed all day. Kidney transplant. Yes, I know. I'm an asshole. Okay, so, next story. TJ. Something unique about TJ. I can't quite put my finger on it. I especially can't quite put my finger on it because the globe is on the other side of the room, and if I try to put my finger on North Dakota from here, I'll probably fall out of my chair and then have to crawl a little. Maybe a cat will lick me in the face. They always do. They lick you in the face when they know it's... Never mind. Here's TJ.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where this past week we were thankful for, oh, lots of things. And this is Brace for Impact. In the airlessness of space, there's no real sense of immediacy. People dismiss the concept of a clockwork universe absent a caretaker. But in all reality, the supernovae responsible for forging our uranium, gold, and lead spun out a disk of heat and dust some 4.5 billion years ago. There was the smash that gave us our moon. Then we were nudged gently into place by one or two genocidal meteors. Until one day, something that's just been silently zipping along out there all this time presents our more curious primates with a dazzling light show and an earth-shattering kaboom. Ooh.
All right, that ooh is my new ringtone, man. Thank you, TJ. And just remember, out of the old, what was that, there was this fight game, spaceships fighting other spaceships, and, it wasn't Starship Troopers, it was the other one. The one they made a really lousy movie out of. And all of the explosions were marked in ESKs, and turns out to be earth-shattering kabooms. So there you go. So when you measure things in ESKs in the lab, earth-shattering kabooms. All right. TJ, then Justin. Okay, so I said that Justin was working on NaNoWriMo, and he's not. But still, you know, the job and raising the baby and making monsters, that takes time. So, here we go with Justin and his story, and I'm looking forward to when he resumes the storytelling sessions, because I've been trying to write ones that are longer than 100 words. Yeah, I know, I should be sending them to Jeffrey Haidt. In fact, I probably will. This one, even though it doesn't fit his topic, I'll just send it, record it and send it to him. Oh, it's got a folksy kind of feel to it, and it was inspired by recent events. And something that somebody said that, yeah, I do agree. They're the scorpion. Take it away, Justin, and have a good time with it.
Meow. Space Turtle. Justin Lomaster here with my 100-word story. I did another steampunk blog post today, and so many stuff, but the end, the last thing, is a video of Second Life, New Babbage, something like that. It's a steampunk sim, I haven't gone to it yet, but, it's amazing. There's, like, ships, it's like a fleet week, and just everything about it is, like, amazing. And, I suggest you check it out. Alright, I've got three different voices in my story today, so let's hope I can do them well. And this story is based on a story my wife told me, but she said I couldn't name any names, so that's how it goes. Knock, knock, it's Johnny Copperwire.
Oh, hello there, Johnny. Oh, and Dex, good to see you. I'm working on this numbing ray. It will revolutionize the use of anesthetics in medicine and dentistry.
Sounds capital, Professor Winston. Can I try it?
Sure. Just stand there. Dex's mother isn't going to yell at me for this, will she? Now, touch your face. Feel anything?
Nope, nothing. I can even slap myself over and over. I don't feel anything at all.
It works. You mean you've never tried this before? Oh, good point. I'll power it down. Feel anything now?
Ow, my face hurts!
Oh, I needed that, Justin. Thank you. And also, I got your package that you sent, the face numbing ray. So I'm going to try it too, when I, shave. I shave like once or twice a year and then I use a trimmer, but I think it's time for me to go clean faced for a while and then let it all build back up again. Scraggly and grayer and I don't like getting old. Oh, next up is Zachman. He has returned. No, he wasn't banished. No, he wasn't lost. No, he didn't run away screaming. He's back. I missed you.
This is Zachman. I started to wonder what the impact on my life would be if I read a print book, since it had been a long time since I read a book. 1. Would I pick the right book? 2. Would it affect my writing? 3. Would I be able to read some of it at work? So I picked a book thinking if I was not going to write a book, I could read one. 1. Started reading. 2. Brought to work and it had impact as it fell on wet pavement. 3. Should have expected problems since book was cursed.
Thank you, Zachman. Remember, the first step in solving a problem is admitting that there is a problem. I know I admit that I have a problem. Whoa, wait. Got an email. Hold on. Will it fit in 72 meters square? I got space. You can use it. Okay. Actually, I'm looking for a place to put tunes in SL. I think I'm going to... I've been thinking about where to put it, you know, now that Hula, she's been incredibly generous with it. And great gal, although we didn't really get much time in San Francisco. But she's cutting back on her mainland hold. I think I'm going to talk to Fricker about Bite Island. He had offered before, and Nostrum's offering, and... I thought about Corona K since they've got some open spots, and it would be nice to just, you know, for a few months here you go, and then, you know, pay for the spot. And I wouldn't get involved in the community stuff because pretty much any community that I'm a part of, I tend to wreck. Not intentionally. I'm just a jerk. That's all. So it's best if I kind of stay away and let Nika and Radar and Radar's underwear drawer all have fun. And Stuart. Okay, thinking of Stuart and Radar's underwear drawer, I don't know. It's probably where he sleeps. You know, just, you know, put a little blanket over him and a pillow and nighty night. Okay. Next up is Anima. She did not record her story. She's drunk. So here we go with a story from Anima Zavaleta.
What to do? What to do? What to do? It's a simple question. Paper or plastic? Little did I know what impact my actions could have. Choose paper, and I destroy the rainforest that holds the answer to the cancer that I now carry, unbeknownst to me. I also cause 7 people to lose their jobs. Choose plastic, and I am a heathen that honors the witches of big oil, sucking on the teat of mega-industry. If I tote everything home in the bag that I wove out of the hemp fibers that I harvested, I risk living a life of criminal farming and of being too politically correct.
Alright, it looks like the midget needs a timeout. Thank you, Anima. Sorry the midget mangled that one. Let's just say that you should not include sucking on the teat in anything that the midget has to read. Alright, just a suggestion. Alright, next up is Jay Radimus. He's returned. Folks, there are people that come back, there are people that take a break, there are people that vanish completely, there are folks that appear out of nowhere. That's how it works. If you chart this out and you do the statistics, oh, wait, Tom did the statistics and they silenced him. Leo Laporte got to him and he said, stop doing the statistics for that little podcast. You need to do the big one because we'll make marketing out of it and... just kidding. I don't know where Tom went. But I'm sure that he's okay. You see? I don't worry. Folks are okay. Oh well. I know that Caleb's still producing podcasts. Although, the fun thing is, on my iPod, I have to shift the balance completely all over to the left channel to hear. It's so far left that I find myself just leaning and walking into things. Oh. Next up is, did I say Jay Radimus? I think I said Jay Radimus. I can't remember. I'm getting confused. I should just sit down and play this next story.
Hello, everybody. This is Jay Radimus for weekly challenge number 188, Impact. And my story is entitled Free Fall. Wind whips past his ears, thundering out everything but the snapping of his nylon suit. Pure exhilaration. That's why he dives. Kyle never tires of the initial thrill of leaping into open air. But that thrill was immediately crushed by an icy horror tearing through him. He had pulled the ripcord, but nothing had happened. The mental impact of his new reality would be nothing to the physical impact of the ground's reality, now rushing unnecessary, unwanted detail at his eyes. He whispers a prayer, hoping being closer to heaven will help. He grips the emergency cord and pulls. Thanks for listening, and I hope you all had a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you next week.
Oh, thank you. Although, did he survive? Did he survive? And I just want to say that my Thanksgiving was miserable and pathetic. Probably more miserable and pathetic than Spence Wilder's. You see, I spent it alone, and all the stuff that I cooked. Wife didn't eat any when she got home late. And I had to work Thursday and Friday. It just, you know, wasn't there. Was it even the football I watched? Not exciting. And Tim Tebow, I mean, everyone's saying Heisman, Heisman, Heisman. The guy showboats, gets the ball knocked out of his hand after 47 yards. I mean, yeah, he won. But, you know, you got to show some class. So I'm not, you know, he's pretty kick-ass with that team and with that offensive line. But you know what? When he gets to the NFL, he's going to be playing for St. Louis. He'll be playing for Detroit. Somebody that does not have the front line, does not have the receivers. Even if he's traded away or he puts his hands on his hips and goes, wah, 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 you know, Mr., you know, I do circumcisions in the Philippines. You know, if you really want to do charity work, take Detroit to a Super Bowl. One more story? Okay. Katharina, after I've done my mad ramble, drowning out the message, of course, Katharina's back, and oh, this one's a good one. Remember, this podcast does have the explicit tag, so somewhere the machine has warned you. That's your problem, not mine. Although I don't consider this one a problem. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I remembered this feeling. It was like a wonderful memory, so amazing that it almost felt unreal. This overwhelming feeling of excitement and tension was creeping up behind me. Oh, I knew exactly what it was. My hand reached carefully behind me, unsure what it would grasp. Even though I expected naked skin, it still shot an electric shock through my body.
Turn around.
I felt my feet being swept away. The force that I hit the bed with took my breath away. Still, it was nothing compared to the sheer force of the impact that he had entering me.
Ooh. Yeah, it's okay. You can hit rewind and play that again a few times. Go ahead. Thank you, Katharina. And you know what? 1 week, if Z ever wins, he's going to pick the topic of just pure unadulterated smut. You know, folks, to get as raunchy as you want. Let's go for it. And yes, folks, that's why the podcast is explicit, so you can say words like shit, so you can say words like fuck, or you don't have to say either word, but really, really, really insinuate it. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I've shown my true colors. It's time to get the hell out of the way and let Planet Z say a few things. I love telling stories. The team chartered a luxury jet from a Dubai businessman who was once a high flyer, but now looking to make a quick buck to repay some shady loans. The players sprawled on the sofas and lounge chairs, throwing footballs around and laughing.
"This is way better than that shithole that's sponsoring the Super Bowl," said the coach, holding a glass of brandy and a cigar. "Except that hotels don't crash." Everyone died on impact. The league declared a forfeit. Vegas paid off big for the underdog. And the businessman bought a smaller jet with his winnings and insurance settlement.
Well, that's it for today's 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge number 188, Impact. Still doing these on Sundays. I'm going to do another Sunday, and then I'm going to put up another poll saying, do you want these to say on Sunday or Saturday? Now that the NaNoWriMo folks will be back into the mix, or maybe they just want to write a novel every month and don't want to do this thing. That's okay either way, or maybe they've got some of their NaNoWriMo friends. And on the NaNoWriMo board, they're saying, hey, when this is over and you want to just keep writing and you're still writing, but you need a kind of a challenge or a prod to do it, and you mention on the forums there, hey, there's this thing. It's called the Drabblecast, and Norm Sherman runs it. The site's at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, where you'll find the text of the stories, along with a poll that lets you select which stories were your favorites. This will allow me to figure out whose topic that they've sent in gets chosen for the next week. Although every now and then I will pull a Crazy Ivan if I see a really, really, really good topic. I will pull that one out, especially if it's appropriate for the holiday or if there's something coming up that it's in the spirit of. Yes, I know if everyone suggests Thanksgiving and it's Thanksgiving, okay. Christmas is going to wind up being the one of December 20. December. Hold on. Let me just double check this. Double checking. November, December. Oh. Maybe the day after Christmas if we're doing them on Saturday. If not, New Year's resolution. 100 word story New Year's resolution or something. I don't know. I'd rather they be stories than just, you know, statements or reading the news. Yeah, I don't know. Just whatever topics y'all suggest. I'll stop meddling and just let you guys run the roost. Who wants to run this? Oh, yeah, that's me. Well, anyway, thank you all for listening, and keep in mind that Guy David did the music for this podcast. He may not be sending in stories, but he's still making music, and check out his site at guydavid.com. That's it for me. I'll see y'all next week. Until then, once again, thank you for listening. Just thank you for being you. Thank you for sending in the stories. And congratulations to everyone that's going to hit the finish line with NaNoWriMo or not. Even if you only have 20,000 or 30,000 words, you've come up with some ideas that you can use for other things, maybe shorter stories, maybe tear out what you like and use them for a comedy routine. That's what I did with a few of the ones that I wrote. And I wrote mine back in October, and I completely disassembled it. And so I've got a whole bunch of one-liners that I put into my database that I use for comedy. You know, if something needs, I remember, and then I pull it up. Okay, enough babbling. Bye-bye, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.